Is from Isaiah 40. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling, in the wilderness prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I say, what shall I cry? All people are like grass, and all their faithfulness is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. You who bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up, do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and he rules with a mighty arm. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. This is the word of the Lord.
Listen now, and we're going to look. As we've brought to God's presence those for whom we long, there's a very, very deep cry amongst people all over the world that they might know comfort, that they might be encouraged, that they might be strengthened. And it's not just today, this has happened throughout the centuries. And the words that we heard from the prophet Isaiah speak of a people who are longing that things might be different. And George Frideric Handel set to words and music that cry. And I want us to look as well in a moment at an icon, a Russian painting in the Middle Ages, that speaks of one who is looking at us with love and bringing us hope in our confusion. Let's just listen and look. Says your God. God declares that he is the one who brings comfort, light into darkness. And St. Paul, in his writing to the Corinthians, declares that God is the God of compassion and the God of all comfort. And he is revealed and embodied in Jesus Christ. As we see this icon, this window, if you like, we call it an icon on a computer, a window into something that is beyond what we see immediately. This is a window into that truth. It is of Mary holding her child. And yet, if you look, it seems that this child is actually holding Mary, reaching out with his little hand, holding on to her close, his other arm around her, and holding her so close that he, the Christ child, is comforting her. And looking at her, gazing at her with such love, such waiting, such longing. To me, she seems to have the weight of the world on her shoulders. Maybe she's remembering those words from Simeon, that the sword would pierce her own soul too. But here is Jesus comforting, strengthening, encouraging her with his love. And God says through the prophet, comfort, comfort my people. Strengthen, encourage them. Tell them that their time of feeling cut off from God, abandoned from God, is coming to an end. Their time in exile in Babylon is in sight. And he speaks of one who is like a shepherd, who has great power, but also great gentleness. In verses 10 and 11, he speaks of the God who comes, and he comes with power. Power in his right hand, and tending his flock like a shepherd, gathering the lambs in his arms. That wonderful picture that I remember seeing shepherds or farmers when I lived up in Radnorshire, gathering the sick lambs and bringing them home. And I knew that they had such love for these animals. So tender was the farmer's way with this lamb that it was a picture of God embracing us. Good news, says the prophet. Good news, great tidings. Tidings of comfort and joy. Not like you see at Starbucks with the poster that has advertising the lattes that you can buy from Starbucks. I saw it yesterday at the shops. Tidings of comfort and joy. Yeah, get a latte. Grab a latte, I think is the word. There's more to it than that. Then, for them, it was finding a home, a way back from Jerusalem. But of course, it's fulfilled in the good news of Jesus, of God making a way for all his people to come home to the source of true life. So I wonder what was your experience of pondering this painting. Does it strike you in the way that maybe it struck me when I pondered it, both at Burford Abbey several years ago and at Sheldon Retreat Centre this last week? It brought me huge comfort, or I would say God was able to bring huge strength and encouragement to me through it, because I was able to identify with Mary and with Jesus holding me, looking at me with such love, straining, as it were, to catch my eye, the Christ of God with me, the Christ who carries, like the Good Shepherd, the little lamb that was me, the youngest, as some of you are holding and comforting and trying desperately to entertain your children as the preacher drones on. But it's just wonderful to see that here, to see the comfort, the love that parents are doing with their children. And of course, like little children, we sometimes wrestle and wriggle and we don't really want it. We'd rather do other things. But God just wants us to be still in his arms and know our love, his love around us. We're so busy, we're so active, we're so doing other things and everything, that we find that hard just to be loved in his arms. But Isaiah says, behold your God. And this is the God I behold, the one who is with me at all times, whether I see him or feel him or experience him or I don't. Good tidings. The news that we celebrate at Christmas under all times is that God is with us in this intimate way. The Word becoming flesh, dwelling among us. Because this is the same Jesus who died on the cross and was raised again in glory, sending his Spirit to be with us forever. And what is the name of that Spirit that's given in the Bible? One of the names of the Holy Spirit who is with us is the Paraclete. Parakletos in the Greek, the one who comes alongside. The one who comes alongside. The Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus was sending. And how does he comfort us? He comforts us by being with us. I was talking this last week to a pediatric nurse One of her things that she often finds herself doing is just being with parents who are incredibly worried, whose children are so sick, and sometimes that leads to death. And in that tragedy, that nurse will just sit with them. No words. There cannot be any words. Just being there, sharing the sadness and grief so deep that just being there with those parents is the comfort that they need. And in our deepest darkness, there is one who is there with us, sharing our pain. And in his arms, we are held. And we are held in the gaze of his love. The gaze of his love. And the candle that we light in Advent time is a reminder, a symbol of that light in our darkness, that Christ comforts us in our affliction. We cannot understand how or why, but it's time to ponder that mystery. And this morning, it will be a very somber service in many ways, but it is full of hope. It is full of light. And if you are able to receive the sight of Christ, the God, looking at you with love, you will leave this place transformed. Because the greatest thing you can ever discover about Christmas is that you are loved. You are held by this God. We're going to listen to some music, a simple chant from the Taizé community now that the worship group are going to play. It's inspired by the Taizé community, founded in France by Brother Roger, whose words are written over the entrance to the tent of worship. Better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. And as we listen, or maybe sing quietly with the chant, if you are in a place that may be described as darkness, let this truth flow over you. Within our darkest night, you kindle a fire that never dies away.
Within our darkest night.
So may God, in his love and gentle power, kindle that flame within our own hearts, that we might be means by which your comfort may flow to others in their darkness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We thank God that his faithfulness, his love is everlasting. We're going to sing a very simple song which enables us to recognize God's faithfulness to us at all times. Let's stand together.